from another local friend of Steph's. She always said that I was her first friend in Utah. I have many stories of Steph over the years. I remember one time we helped her move, and we couldn't figure out what this smell in the kitchen was. And it turned out that she had made paella with mussels a week previous, and then left it in the oven. And when we discovered it, she tried to get us to say that it was probably still okay and she could eat it. Which we told her she would most definitely die. She was sad when we threw it out. We showed Steph the joy of garage sales one Saturday, and she spent most of the time being excited how she could buy things for a dollar, and everything she bought was gifts for other people. Oh, Will would love this. Oh, I have a friend who would love this. And just filling up the backseat of my car with clutter of cans for other people. And that is who Steph was. She would be the sort of person where if you were unsure going to an event of that Steph was at, and you, like, if you thought, you know, were worried about your outfit, I know, because I know that this happened, where I could tell her, like, oh, I had this shirt, but I guess I lost it, and this isn't the one I want. And then Steph would, one, tell you that whatever you were wearing was the absolute perfect thing. And then sometimes she would show up at your house with whatever the item that you hoped, like, you were like, oh, I had a pink tie. And then Steph would bring you a pink tie for no reason. She always cared about others. We've all talked about how Steph has been a light in our life, and I think the reality of that is with Steph gone, it feels darker. And I think in trying to find some way to make sense of this all, trying to find a way to emulate the light that she brought into this world. And I don't know that that's possible, but I don't know what else there is to do. I love you, Steph. I will miss you. You have always been a wonderful friend.